How'd you prepare for the interview?
Did some research, talked to some former Major League Baseball players, watched ESPN, and I talked to J-Mo.
No call into Tony Clark?
He wouldn't accept any of my calls.
What about Rob himself?
No, because I'm gunning for his job. Feel like there's no reason to buddy up with him.
Mr. Wynn, I have your resume. It is undoubtedly unqualified for this position, but we'll allow you to interview based on your previous interview. We're going to go second round of interviews now. So if you're prepared and ready, we can get started.
Let's go ahead. I'm happy to be back and thankful for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Let's start here. In the midst of the Astros cheating scandal, Kay Wynn, and now with COVID, how do you plan on fixing baseball?
Ben, good question. The 4th of July is coming up, and that's when we get together with our friends. We barbecue, we hang out at the beach. We also celebrate America's birthday. You know what's going to happen this 4th of July? We're bringing baseball back. 4th of July, tripleheader, ESPN, two games on TBS, and a primetime Fox game with David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez headlining. We're coming back in a major way July 4th.
Wow. Hot dogs, hamburgers, and baseball. All right, as we get into it a little further, Kay Wynn, the Dodgers' Justin Turner has come out and said that the current commissioner is out of touch with players. How do you plan on getting in touch and staying in touch with the players?
I plan on keeping regular contact with the players. I know the players have an association. They talk with their union. I plan to come and present and be a part of their talks at least once a month and interface with them. I plan to get online, play a little Fortnite and game with my players. And last but not least, I have an open book. You can have my phone number. You can have my burner number. Get a hold of me. Talk to me. FaceTime. Kay Wynn, the players commish.
Let's get into COVID-related stuff, Mr. Wynn. Very pressing topic. There's been a suggestion that players only need a four-week ramp time. In your mind, is that sufficient to start baseball?
I do believe. As of this weekend, there are 30 states that are open. My intel suggests that all 50 states will reopen later this month. We'll get players to come to Arizona. That's where I've decided to quarantine. And we'll give them all of June to prepare spring training games. And we'll kick it off the 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
Okay, when there's also talks of seven-inning games, are you in support of that?
I am not. We are going to keep baseball the same. Nine-inning games, American League, National League. There's 30 teams. I did my research. My intern, I got an intern too. 15 teams play in Arizona across 10 spring training complexes. 15 in Florida. We're bringing all the teams to Arizona. So we're all covered with the 15 in Arizona because they already have their facilities. Some are going to have to share. What about the Yankees? What about the Red Sox? I'm giving them red carpet treatment. Yankees can play in the first class Arizona State facilities, sending the Red Sox up to Tucson to take advantage of U of A's master complex. What about Middle America? What about the small market teams like the Pirates, the Marlins, the Tigers? Well, they play in front of nobody. And so I'm going to give them access to one of Arizona's 14 junior college facilities. It will be empty. It will be barren, just like their stadiums.
Okay. So the talk of the Arizona plan, you're essentially plagiarizing the former commissioner's idea of playing in Arizona.
I would say I'm enhancing his. No 70 games, 90 games. I'm spanning the roster. I'm doing testing. I'm doing a lot more. It's like his plan on steroids.
Mike Trout, potentially the best player in baseball for the OC Angels, has come out and said he would not favor a player's quarantine and or essential staff, mainly due to his pregnant wife. Do you agree, and or can we find a compromise for that situation?
My heart goes out to Mike, and my thoughts go out to his wife. It's a tough time. It's a tough situation. I think we have to just institute testing. there will be day one testing. Once the players arrive, there'll be day one testing. And then moving forward, there'll be proactive testing as well. We're going to create a safe environment. We're going to create a safe bubble. And we're going to deliver that next little Mickey Mantle Trout. We're going to bring him into this world. And he'll be in the big leagues in at least 15 to 16 years.
As soon as this quarantine's over. Yeah. Current commissioner has said nothing is off the table in the way of getting baseball started. Okay, when? Do you agree?
I disagree.
If so, what is off the table?
No fans. We are starting with no fans. We're going to broadcast the games. We've got these TV sponsorships. We're going to broadcast the games. And as far as health and hygiene, in addition to the testing with these medical Schwabs, we're going to actually have a partnership come together with the University of Phoenix. They're going to donate their interns and their staff to help out the 30 baseball teams in return for a lifetime suite for the Diamondbacks once we get out of quarantine.
Is the testing being done by Stanford researchers sufficient to make you feel comfortable with putting players on the field?
It is. And also, we are developing an alliance with the NBA and the NFL. There were, I believe, 4 or 5 players in the NBA that are recovered from COVID. They've actually donated their blood for treatment and antibodies. We're going to work together with this alliance to come up with a way to protect our players. But also, if players are infected or impacted, we'll have the knowledge, we'll have the data to overcome this.
What do the playoffs look like in your mind, Kaywin?
Same playoff structure. The season will be shortened a little bit, but we're going to have a wild card game followed by the playoff games and then the World Series. Everything stays the same. The only difference is we're moving to Arizona.
Okay, when, how many games will we see this season?
Wow. I'm going 82 games. We're going to get 82 games. It's going to be half a season.
Roughly half a season.
Half a season.
Okay, Wen, I certainly appreciate the time, you taking the time to interview for next commissioner. Do you have any closing comments?
I do. It's not about protecting the players when they get to Arizona. It's also how are we going to get these players to Arizona? So I'm offering up a mileage reimbursement plan. The best way is to drive to Arizona through our sponsor, Hertz Rental Car. And if you're flying in from overseas, we're going to have pre-check at the airport, VIP treatment. And we're going to deliver you safe and sound to the airport, to the games. And also, quarantine, it's a tough time. We can't be as active. So I'm putting together a partnership with Uber Eats and Postmates. So all your food delivery will be brought to the game. And last but not least, in 2008, that's when the government bailed out the big banks. Well, it's 2020. It's time to bail out baseball. I'm calling it the Home Run Emergency Stimulus Act. I'm proposing it. We're getting trillions of dollars. We're going to help out the families and the health and the community. We're also going to donate to the vaccine. We're going to get back. We're going to reimburse the fans for the first 2 months of their season tickets. And then we're going to reimburse the players and the owners as well. It's a win-win. I'm talking in circles. Hopefully you're not following. But just know, when ballot comes, vote for Kaywin for commission.
Thank you, Kaywin. That concludes our interview, WST_podcast, on all your social media. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Kaywin for commish. You want a last flag wave there? Make baseball great again.
It's coming back July 4th. That is a stellar plan. Stellar plan.
Stamp of approval.
But in all seriousness, we're not in this quite yet.
You prepared to. You put a suit on. It's got to go longer than 11 minutes.
I don't know how baseball can come back. Like, I know I sounded very bullish and positive, but there's too many people that are impacted.
Well, they talked about the essential staff. Define essential. To your point, like, do you need the chef? Do you need... you know, the training staff, what if they're not comfortable doing it? Yeah. Then what? Then do you, the umpires, are the umpires comfortable? I think they just, I think you're July 4th. If that happens, that's a bold prediction. That is absolutely a bold prediction.
The toughest thing, and you didn't ask me this question, I'm glad because I don't know how to answer it, but it's transportation to and from away games. So you got to get the players on a bus in to Glendale or Tucson. What are you going to rent 5 buses and have a player sit every other seat? I don't know how you do it. The locker room, what are you going to stagger when people can come into the locker room, when people can leave? If you're in odd lockers, you can dress at 12 to 1230, even lockers. I don't know what they're going to do.
Washing the uniforms. Like, yeah. It's just, there's so much that has to be done. Sanitation of the ball. Are you going to go through multiple baseballs? Like, you know, someone else touched it. We got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
A lot to be seen. K-win for Kamish.
That's all I had. We can close out now.
Boom.
Boom. Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is K-Win.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.